I can't, but you would be asking me to comment on behalf of 58 of my colleagues, and I can't do that. I can only speak for myself, and for me, it's an easy choice. These are working people. They're asking for a fair contract. They're essentially asking for 20 years of practice to be codified, put on paper, and signed. It seems very reasonable to me. I don't know why you wouldn't come out here and stand with these working people. I'm proud to do so.
How important is the work they do out here?
Well, I think it's invaluable. How important, can you put a value on something that's invaluable? No, you can't. I think when you look at the history of Illinois, at one time, Illinois was essentially the capital of the Midwest. We're still the fifth largest state by GDP, the fifth largest state by population. And one of the things that caused that, obviously we have a lot going for us. Agriculture is our number one industry. But higher education has always been a magnet. It's attracted the best of the best. It's kept, it's retained the best of the best in Illinois, and it's attracted the best of the best from around the country and around the world. And what we're doing, we're decimating higher education overall in the macro in Illinois, and not giving a fair contract to these people is not fair to them. It's not fair to their families. It's not fair to the community that thrives because of the investment that this facility brings, and it's not fair to the students and their families who've invested in it. Well, I don't know that I'm the one that's qualified to answer that specific question, right? So I serve in the state senate, and I believe that these folks are negotiating with the University of Illinois, with the bargaining team, and I'm not a part of that, but I'm here to show my support for them. And again, I'm here to show my support for a budget for higher education as a whole. I'm here to show my support for a fair contract for these workers specifically. Okay.
You've been involved in a strike before, or a labor dispute in your time?
Have
you been in a strike or labor dispute? What's your own story there?
No, I have not. I have not been in a strike or a labor dispute. I have, but I think I've been at the center of I guess a fair amount of controversy. I think unneeded controversy, quite frankly. For the last couple of years especially, we seem to have gone through a very, very troubling times in Illinois. And again, I think it's all for nothing because these are working people. I don't know why so many people in my party have chosen to go the other direction when it comes to supporting working people. I thought those were very conservative, very Republican issues, to stand up for people who wanted to work, who wanted to go to work, who wanted to earn a fair wage, and who wanted to reach the next rung on the ladder. I'm proud to support these folks, and so I've not directly been involved in a strike before, but I have been involved in these labor issues, especially ever since taking office. And I wish that we didn't have to be going through this as a state, but I think we will be stronger and better when it's over and behind us.
You know, some of these professors make some pretty decent money. I'm wondering what kind of sympathy there ought to be in the community for this group.
What kind of money are you talking? Because what's pretty decent money? I hope they make pretty decent money. They've invested in their education. They have important jobs. They should. I'm a capitalist, and I think this is all about people trying to get the best that they can get for themselves and their families. It only behooves us to have happy, well-compensated staff, whether it's here at the university, whether it's in state government, whether it's in the private sector. So again, what's wrong with people wanting to achieve the American dream? I thought that's what this country was all about.
So what kind of sympathy do you think there is in the community and in the state for this group?
I don't think it's about sympathy. I think it's about respect. I think that respect is the word that comes to my mind when I think about what's happening here and what's happening around the state, and frankly, what's happening around the country when it comes to the war that's being waged on the working class. It shouldn't just be about investors and CEOs making good money. Hey, I'm all for investors and CEOs making money, but I'm also for the working people making their fair share also. And that's what this is all about. I think level-headed, reasonable people realize that these folks deserve to be compensated for their work. Because that's what we all want to be respected and properly compensated. Because without that, you can't raise your family, you can't provide for yourself, and you can't even begin to think about the American dream, let alone achieve it.
Have you heard from any of the students or professors?
I've heard from several of the professors. I have had one or two students that have contacted me regarding it. I've heard from several of the faculty, and again, I'm honored to be here. I don't know why you wouldn't be here saying, let's give these folks a fair contract. I'm a building contractor by trade, and honoring contracts is again, that's the foundation of our society. It's the foundation of the party that I'm a part of. I don't know what is so foreign about this right now.
And I know you said that you haven't been directly involved with the strike, but do you think this was the right time for them?
Well, at the end of the semester like this? Well, I guess if you're going to get someone's attention, you have to do it when they're paying attention, right? I suppose it would have been a whole lot easier to have done it in the middle of summer, but I don't know that anyone would have paid attention, and I think that's what they have to have right now, is they have to have people paying attention, because they've been at the table, they've been at the bargaining table, they've been ignored, and now it's time they get some attention.